Act 2, Scene 1.
What's the matter? Didn't it go well, old boy? Don't tell me Gwendolyn said no to you.
Oh, Gwendolyn is fine. In her opinion, we're already engaged. It's her mother. She's a monster. Oh, sorry, Algy. I shouldn't speak badly of your aunt, but the woman's really impossible. I say, Algy, you don't think there's any chance of Gwendolyn becoming like her mother in another 100 years or so?
She probably will. Most women become like their mothers. But tell me, my friend, did you tell Gwendolyn the truth about your name? That your real name is Jack and that you're only Ernest in town?
Certainly not. It isn't the kind of thing you tell a sweet, innocent girl.
You mean you don't want to explain to her about your wicked brother, Ernest?
I don't have to explain anything. I'm going to get rid of Ernest before the end of the week. I can make him emigrate somewhere far away, like Australia. Or maybe I'll say he died in Paris of a serious illness. People die of a serious illness all the time, don't they?
They do, but a serious illness isn't a good idea. It might be hereditary. You don't want Gwendolyn to think that you might suddenly die of a serious illness one day. It's better to say your brother died of influenza.
Fine, influenza. That will get rid of him.
Just one thing. Didn't you say Miss Cardew was very interested in your brother Ernest? Won't she be upset by his death?
Oh, that's all right. Cecily isn't a silly romantic girl, I'm glad to say. She's got an excellent appetite, goes for long walks in the country, and pays very little attention to her lessons.
She sounds lovely. I would like to meet her.
I'll make sure that you never do. She's extremely pretty, and she's only just 18.
Have you ever mentioned to Gwendolyn that you've got an extremely pretty 18-year-old ward that lives in your country home?
No, actually, I don't think I've ever mentioned her.
I didn't think so. Don't do it. You know how women are.
Algy, I don't know what you're thinking. I'm perfectly certain that Gwendolyn and Cecily will quickly become the best of friends. They'll be calling each other sister half an hour after they meet.
In my experience, young ladies call each other a great many other things before they call each other sister. But that's enough of that. We have to go and get dressed. If we want to get a good table at Willis's, we must leave soon.
Miss Fairfax.
Gwendolyn! What a pleasant surprise. I thought you'd left.
We'll be leaving in a few minutes. But first, I must speak privately to Mr. Worthing. Please turn around, Algy.
Really, Gwendolyn? I don't think I can allow this.
Algy!
Oh, all right.
My own darling.
Ernest, we can't get married. Mama won't permit it. We may have to wait years and years for her to change her mind. But nothing, nothing will ever change my love for you and my eternal devotion.
Dearest Gwendolyn.
Mama told me all about your romantic origins. My darling, your story touched the depths of my soul. If Mama doesn't permit us to marry, I may have to do something desperate. I'll have to think of something. But for now, I'll communicate with you daily. I've got your London address. But what is your address in the country?
The Manor House, Woolton, Hertfordshire. My own beloved.
How long will you be in town?
Till Monday.
Good. Algy, you may turn around now.
You must permit me to walk you to your carriage, my darling.
Lane, I'm Bunburying tomorrow. You can pack several shirts, my smoking jacket and my suit. I'll be back on Monday.
Yes, sir.
What a sensible, intelligent girl. The only girl I ever admired in my life. What on earth are you laughing at?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I was just thinking about Bunbury. I'm a little worried about him.
If you're not careful, your friend Bunbury will get you into trouble one day.
You're beginning to sound awfully serious, my friend. I don't think I like Jack as much as my old friend Ernest.